Hey, Katie, now lots of talk about this West Coast Eagles number one draft pick, who it's going to be.
Harley Reid.
All about Harley Reid at the moment. And there's been a bit of talk about the new CEO that will take over from Trevor Nisbet next year. Don Pike's name's been thrown up. Now, I want to tell you this. As a West Coast Eagle beloved supporter of them right now, the person that they should be going after is probably someone that you've never heard of.
Not Harley Reid.
Not Harley Reid. No.
He's all over the news at the moment, yes. Harley Reid. So not him.
Harley Reid's going to be hopefully a generation kind of player.
Okay.
His name?
Yes.
Is David Walls.
David Walls?
And
who's that?
He is the head of recruiting at the Fremantle Dockers.
He's
been at Fremantle since 2008, right? I think he's been head of recruiting, like in charge for the last 7 years. Right. Now, under his watch, like let's forget for a second about the players that have left Fremantle in recent times.
Yep.
But as head of recruiting, your job is to be able to bring in the players, right? For Justin Longmuir, for Belly, to be able to work with and build a team. Now, he's actually hit it. When you have a look at some of the players that have come into that team, like top-end talent, right? You know, he's nailed Brayshaw, Chera, Hayden Young, Caleb Sarong, yep. Right? But also, like, recruiting is also about, you know, getting those gems, right? And in the last 6 or 7 years, you know, he's got Sean Darcy, pick 38, right? All-Australian. Brennan Cox got taken at pick 41. Luke Ryan, 66, All-Australian. Sam Switkowski, 73. Lockie Schultz was taken at 57. Michael Frederick at 61. Like, he's plucked these guys. Josh Tracy, he was a rookie list player.
And he's the one that's getting all of these stars.
He's the bloke that brings them in. Now, he's under enormous amount of pressure at the moment. But think about it. Like, in football clubs, you've got a role to play. His job is not to keep players at the Fremantle Dockers. His job is to bring them in. Mm. And he cannot be faulted with the players that he's brought in. So for mine, as a West Coast Eagles lover,
yes,
right, why aren't you knocking on his door and saying, mate, what's it going to take for you to come to West Coast?
We need you to bring the stars to West Coast.
Bring these players to the West Coast Eagles, because I can assure you, right, if Wolsey was at the West Coast Eagles, right, in the last 6 or 7 years, players like Schultz, Henry, Akers, Logue, Darcy Tucker, Rory Lobb, Adam Chera, Jesse Hogan, Brad Hill, Langdon, Lachie Neal, Lachie Weller, Hayden Crozier, I'd almost say that 80% of those would still be at West Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
So
this was a left turn I did not see.
Look outside. Now, Paul Hazelby, he first, I think, mentioned this a few years ago. He was big on it and sort of got me thinking a little bit about it. But right now, and this is not a knock on West Coast recruiting, but if you want to be the best, and for mine, David Walls' resume speaks for itself, why wouldn't you go and knock on the door and say, mate, listen, come to our football club and help our club become better?
Wow. 100%. And people who go to West Coast, they stay.
They stay. West Coast got a very good record of keeping their players.
I'm floored. I'm floored that you've brought a good, cogent sort of...
There's something in that, you reckon? Leechy?
There might be
you
something
in that. You love
your sport? Yeah, Leechy, you love your sport. What do you think of that?
I'm floored. That's the first time you've made a bit of sense.